Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Brady, there has not been a lot of conversation that I've heard. Now, I just think from a common sense standpoint, I don't know how they let Tom go into this year, in the last year of his contract, at his salary. To me, and this is my opinion, I would think that they would somehow redo that deal. What is interesting to me is, though, typically when he's done his deal, he's done it earlier in the offseason, and we're now into June, and he hasn't done it yet. So the whole thing is interesting to me, and I don't know how it will be resolved.
That's Adam Schefter on with OMF Friday, in between giving Fourier insider tips. I think a very interesting nugget, Schefter himself saying, and when Schefter says stuff like that, that he finds it interesting, he finds it curious, he's not just speaking out of his rear end like we do. I think, though, that is informed. That is an informed opinion, informed speculation from Adam Schefter. It is weird, Wiggy, that Brady's entering the last year of his deal as this massive $27 million cap hit. They didn't rework it prior to free agency, which is when they really could have used the cap space, especially since Gronk was still on the books at that point. And now here we are, entering mid-June, and still, and Schefter says no conversations, really, at least that he's heard about.
But do you think it's going to get done? I think they get it done. Yeah. I think they rework it, and they give him an extension. They get it done. They get that number lowered. And it's not like, I'm not concerned in the sense that they're not going to get anything done, especially when you just redid Julian Edelman.
Yeah, through 2021?
2021, yeah. Right. So there's clearly some behind the scenes talking of like, okay, here's what we're going to do. And that's why I think with the New England Patriots, it's about, you know, these things get done. They don't get always done at the times that you think they should be done.
But what's the holdup here? It's my question.
It's probably what it always is, the holdup, the agreeing on the money, right? How much guaranteed money? Because that's at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. How much guaranteed money are you going to give him? How much guaranteed money does he want? You know, and I think that ultimately potentially ends up being the holdup. And, you know, we're going to find out once he does sign this extension, because, you know, Tom Brady should be the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not going to be.
No, and he's not going to be, and I don't think he's going
to want to be.
Yeah, and he's not going to ask for that. So it's just probably about them just making sure that the money's good enough where he goes, you know what, this works for me, it works for the team, and we can move forward.
Yeah, and you know, Brady again reiterated this week that he's not doesn't want to retire, still wants to play until his mid-40s. He says it a million times, but family comes first, which is the reason why he was not at
OTAs.
Voluntary OTAs. But, you know, he has that Instagram post, or that tweet rather. It's a little cryptic. Well, he was quoting Jay-Z, right?
Right.
What was the lyric he was quoting?
Treat my first like my last.
Right. So drops hint like that, gets people going, and there are those little,
we know he's a Jay-Z fan, so he said that before.
And, yes, but the question is, though, what is going on here? Because you're right, we all think it's going to get done, but it hasn't gotten done yet. Schefter says in the past this stuff has gotten done earlier than this, although last year they didn't rework the deal until August.
Right.
But, you know, if you're Brady, you look at the situation. I know you're partying at the Kraft Mansion the other night. You're all getting your rings. Gronk is back. Seems like there was no tension. But if you're Brady, you have to be a little down on the receiving core this year and the weapons that they're leaving you with, because you have nobody. You have no tight ends. Absolutely nobody
at the tight end position. Right, you look at the tight end position.
And that's been,
but who knows what's going to happen here? We, you know, the Kyle Rudolph situation, that hasn't been worked out.
No,
it
hasn't.
Right? So who knows what's going to potentially happen? Who knows what they could be looking for? Which guy's going to get cut, you know, right before training camp? Who are those June cuts that potentially could be out there because, hey, you know what? No team really wants to trade for him, so we're going to release him. We're going to let him go. When you look at the wide receiver position, I think they feel comfortable in the sense of the kid Nikhil Harry. And
he struggled this week, though, according to everyone who was there.
Right, but I think they feel confident that he's going to be able to contribute. You know what you're going to
really?
Get.
Really? Why would they be comfortable that a rookie
wide
receiver...
Well, no, I said they think they feel confident.
Yeah, why would they feel confident that a rookie wide receiver is going to be any sort of contributor?
Based on maybe who he is as a player.
Yeah,
a first-round
pick, absolutely. But, I mean, we know how tough it is to adapt to this offense. And
well,
I mean,
maybe they make things a little bit easier for him, right? So they probably feel confident that he'll be... And it's not like extremely difficult to adjust to the offense. Not every Josh Gordon had no problem adjusting to the offense.
Well, some would say that the offense became too dependent on Josh Gordon.
Well, no, I think the offense was more Brady was going at him. Wasn't shying away from him, so it might have been feeding him a little bit too much. But offensively, we don't know Nikhil Harry his football acumen and how much he can pick up and how much he can retain. And who knows? Maybe they kind of make it simple for him. They give him, a handful of routes. They don't make it difficult. And he's able to contribute in the sense where he goes out there and he makes some plays for the Patriots. You know what you got with Julian Edelman. I think your biggest question mark is obviously the tight end position. But who knows? Maybe they get away from that. You got
get away from what? Barring a Kyle Rudolph trade, your tight end depth chart, Benjamin Watson.
You have Philip Dorsett.
Matt LaCoste.
They get away from the sense where the tight end isn't a vocal point in the passing game. In the offense.
So then you would shift to
running backs? Yeah, you'd shift to running backs.
Sonny Michel did not show real ability to catch the ball out of the backfield last year.
You still got James White.
Still have James White,
You got Burkhead, so maybe those guys become more dependent. And we've seen that early in the season last year with James White, right? There was a point in the season last year where it was like James White, it seemed like he was going to catch 100 balls out of the backfield. Then they shifted the offense a little bit, and then we were like, where's James White? We haven't seen him for a while. Then we saw him again. So when you look at this Patriots team, their ability to kind of change the identity of what they are is amazing. And so they might look at it and go, you know what? We don't really have the guy at the tight end position that's the Rob Gronkowski. We're not going to have that guy. So maybe, hey, we need more of, you'll see more of Burkhead and James White in the slots, in positions that might have been the tight end last year, but now you're seeing more of them run some of those routes.
Right, absolutely. But, you talk about adapting and the ability to adapt. The Patriots were, they were impeded in free agency because their lack of cap space, and Brady's deal was not reworked. And it's at the point,
Mickey, where they were impeded. They tried. They weren't able to get certain guys, and I don't think it had anything to do with money in the sense.
Well, of course they didn't. They were up against the cap.
Well, no, they offered.
Sure, Humphreys more, right?
Yeah, they offered Humphreys money, right? Who knows what type of run that we know that they made a run at Antonio Brown.
But you would agree that Brady having a $27 million cap hit is not great for the team.
No,
right?
It's not great for the team.
So why has this not been reworked yet? Here we are, again, middle of June. Why is this still hanging on? What is the holdup? And we all agree, sure, it's going to get done, but why don't they just sit down
and
get
it
done?
I think it's the money thing. And it's
So are the Patriots trying to shortchange Brady? Brady wants more?
No, of course the Patriots are. The Patriots are always, when you look at it, it's always the organization who wants to shortchange the player, right? I mean,
In the NFL. Right.
I mean,
Especially because the other
sports, it's guaranteed money in the contract. But in the NFL, with all teams, the teams want to shortchange the players. No matter how great of a player is, they always want to come beneath that player's price tag. And I think they're probably trying to figure out, all right, where's the price tag that we can meet at and both sides be happy? When you look at what they try to do in the offseason, they made runs at wide receivers. We know that they made a push at Antonio Brown, or at least that's the rumors that are out there. We know they made a run at Humphreys. We know that they made a push for Golden Tate. Maybe they didn't want to pay the $23 million because that's what Golden Tate made on the free market. Maybe they liked him, but hey, we don't think he's worth $23 million in guarantees. So that's what the Patriots are doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, but Adam Humphreys said he would have signed on here, but Brady's age made him think twice, so maybe that's a factor. It's just, it's weird.
But that
it's
has nothing to do with money in that situation. If Humphreys is saying, well, he feels like he'd rather play the next 5 or 6 years with Marcus Mariota.
Right.
Which is probably not going to happen. No. Mariota will probably be out of there in a year or two. So he would have been playing a longer time with Brady than he would with Marcus Mariota.
I'm saying it's been a strange offseason, another strange offseason for the Patriots. It probably won't matter. They'll win 11 games, AFCs. But it's it's strange. We had the Gronk retirement, which happened later than the team would have liked.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the Patriots, right?
Well, of course it does.
No, no, it has nothing to do with their decision. Gronk's decision was based on what Rob Gronkowski wanted.
Yeah, but he waited until after free agency to do it.
Well, that's what Rob wanted to do.
Because I don't think, because he didn't, he feel like, I'm not going to do the Patriots a favor.
No, 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 I don't think it had nothing to do with that. I still think it had to do with he was really considering coming back and playing, and by the time he figured that out, it ended up being later than you know, it ended up being later rather than sooner.
We have a very special guest on the line, Wiggy. The man cannot stay away, riveted by this conversation. We have Rob Bradford.
We're not going to take his call.
We're not?
No, because
put him up.
Why would we take his call when he should be in here?
Ooh, good point, Rob. Do you have a response?
Well, first of all, I've been to more shows than you have, Wiggy. I'm more committed to this show than you are.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. We're at the same amount.
That's false.
You missed the show and I missed the show.
So we're the same amount, so what's the problem?
But I didn't call in when I missed. When I missed, I just said, the hell with it. I'm not calling in. I'm taking the day off because I'm
the only one committed to the show. I went to the always excellent Cape Cod League Managers Brunch, thanks to the people in the 99, the great 99. So I want to contribute, and I want to be the ombudsman for this show. And I'm going to tell you, like, I listened to the beginning of the show before I went in to partake in my fine event.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most awkward I've heard you guys, and that's saying something.
Why?
It was awkward from Reema's standpoint because I was like, listen, he's done here, and that's what I'm getting. He didn't really. I told him to rant, but he didn't want to rant.
I'm not going to rant on command. No, I'm not doing that.
Said he's not doing
at
it.
At this stage of my career, I should be above that. No.
It was a little bit. You can tell, Alex, you were next level mad. I think you were shutting down a little bit.
Right.
You weren't engaging, which isn't like you. I was surprised by that.
With what? We talked about the Stanley Cup. I was very
well. I think Bradford's talking about the first segment where it's the first segment.
What I'm saying in the parking lot, listening.
It's clearly blatant that you are no longer in the mix at WEI.
That's false. I can say that's false. Alex is a valued member.
Well,
he is the only full time member in that studio right now, Wiggy.
Things are about to change. Okay, and when you look at it, I'm on every day next week from 6 to 10. So clearly, and I sat in there with Joey and the consultant, which a very, very smart guy.
Very smart, yes.
Jason Barrett, is that his name?
Yes.
Knows what he's talking about.
Rob, he's a smart guy, right, Rob?
We're all extremely smart guy.
And Rob, from my understanding is this, they feel like Reamer just can't get it done, and he's done indefinitely. I don't know what the ultimate decision is. That's why I asked him. I said, hey, are you looking for other opportunities like Mark James? And he didn't want to get into it, Bradford.
I would say this. Behind the scenes, we're talking about possibilities over the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy, take your victory lap this week, because what I'm hearing is that it might do a 180 the next week. And we might have full Alex Reamer for that entire week. And so it's going to be basically, let's compare the 2 weeks and see where we land. Right?
Ooh.
Okay, works for me. Works for me, buddy.
Okay, we have it on record. There we go.
Yeah, it works for me.
I would say this.
If they shut me down for the whole week, I would tell them, hey, listen, you guys are morons. You're making a huge mistake. I would then, when I would be given the platform, listen, you need some color on the show. You need the voice of the black people. You don't have that.
Or the voice of the gays. It's Pride, Month.
No, listen. No one cares. Listen. No one cares.
No one cares.
You're the voice of the white man, right? And that's what I would say to WEI.
We need more of that on the station.
Yeah, exactly. We need more of that. We don't get enough of it from 6 to 6 in the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So that's what I would say.
How has it been having the voice of the old man who can't speak very well on today?
Well, listen, Bradford, I've said this before. I think you do a tremendous job. Next to me, you're probably the best when it comes to innovating and coming up with ideas.
You guys are a good tag team.
Reamer has done nothing with ideas.
Done nothing.
Nothing.
I've set the conversation for the station 2 weeks in a row. You had the Barstool thing 2 weeks ago. And the Fourier thing, which really became about me.
Everyone responding
to the article that I wrote.
Fourier thing was Fourier.
Yeah, it was about me.
You just jumped on the bandwagon. And the Barstool thing, that was fraudulent. The Boston thing was fraudulent because you were kind of like, no one really knew where you were coming from.
What do you mean? I was asking a question, being the good journalist I am. Rob, how was the breakfast, the Cape Codly breakfast?
Oh, my goodness. Excellent. It's excellent. If nobody, I dropped in my Jessica Biel joke. It's like magic. And the
do we have any audio of it? No one cares if we don't have audio of it.
Well, we'll probably have video of it. You know as well as I do, Wiggy. It's all about video these days.
Well,
right?
Then we have video of it then.
What are you guys doing? Let me ask you this. How are you making my show entertaining this morning? Besides talking about nonsense, about Gronk.
All we talk about, first of all, we do nonsense all the time. Nonsense talk is good. Wiggy thinks there is an anti-Bruins edict in the NHL office.
I said
anti-Boston edict.
Championship
beating
sports
him up,
edict.
Beating him up over that, Rob.
No, he's not.
Yes.
That's all you got?
What do you want to talk about? Bradford, I wanted to talk about what I think is the biggest thing going on in Boston.
What is it?
And it's not the Stanley Cup game. It's the fact that this is Reamer's last show on air. But he doesn't want to talk about it.
Fine. I'll talk about it all the time. Rob, I'm going to let you go. Is that all right, Rob? Thanks for chiming in.
No, hold on. Okay. I feel like I would have walked in there this morning, and I would have been giving you the fiery pep talk. You got you guys going. You guys are both valued members are about the highest rated show in the history of Sunday mornings.
Yes, I know
right?
that.
Right.
That's what the streets are saying.
Right. But I'm not going to dance on command so they have audio to replay in the morning. I'm not going to do
see,
that. Sorry.
Want
to
do
not
that.
Not dancing on command. What is that? That is so insulting. Hey, Alex, you're not on the morning show this week. So come on Sunday morning and rant and rave about it. Dance for us. Dance. We can play the audio and make fun of you
you're
for
not
it.
On,
not happening.
You're not
sorry.
On, you're, not
nope.
on the, you're not on the morning show and you're not on a night show.
Well, there's Red Sox playing.
Well, so it's not about dancing. But
supersede
the Red Sox. See, Bradford, this is the thing. It's not about dancing. It's about you have being removed from the morning show, and you are not doing nothing about it and giving your...
Doing nothing about
Alex.
It. I've done nothing but great shows for 2.5 years.
No.
I've hung with Kirk and Callahan, in with Mutt and Callahan.
Where is your frustration of not being on?
Of course I'm frustrated. I want to be on there, but what am I going to... Wait, I'm not going to dance around. It is insulting
Curtis,
to me.
He's saying,
I am above
Bradfo,
this
he's saying
at this
Curtis,
stage in my illustrious
he,
career.
All he's saying is he doesn't... Go ahead, Bradfo.
Listen. Alex, let Wiggy have his week. Let him have his 4 days. Let him have his victory lap. And then, boom, here comes Reamer the following week. And then we'll have the real Wiggy, much like you and I in the great one-on-one game, the promotion, right. and that's what this is all about. This is like you give your side of it. You give your side of it. We'll put it on video. We'll go head-to-head. And that's what you guys are going to do over the next 2 weeks. And everybody should tune in.
I'm very much looking forward to it. If that's the case, I did not hear I was in all... next week.
Well,
that's not
the case. I think Bradford's just throwing that stuff against the wall.
Trying to give me a pep talk. But listen, I'm sick of that. I've done more. I've bled out for this station more than anybody. Okay. I mean,
so
I've had my ex-boyfriend call on the air.
Right.
I've done it all. I do enough. I rant and rave. I dance. I do whatever they want. I wasn't doing it this morning.
Do you feel like they're not treating you right?
Yeah, I'm not. It's disrespectful, is what it is.
So why are you taking it up with Curtis?
What am I going to do? Call Carl Curtis? Why am I not on this week? I mean, what am I going to do? I'm not 10 years old.
Well, I'm on. Well, you should. Hey, listen. If he's in charge of that, take it up with him. Take issue.
Well, I'm not sure this is his call number one. And if
it is, take it up with Joey.
Joey, why am I not on the morning show this week? Please, no, I'm not doing that. They want me on. Of course, I want to be on. It's a better show with me on. So, Wiggy, when you're right, you're right. You have nothing to worry about. It's the best show with me, Mutt, and Jerry.
It's not.
Everybody
we
knows
already
that.
Know the
We've
ratings.
We've been working together for years. What
we
about
already
the
know the ratings. The ratings are farly superior when I'm on
That's
in the
not,
morning.
That's not the numbers
it,
that
it
I've seen.
True. It
not
is
the
true.
Numbers that I've seen.
We already know, Reamer, you're good at nighttime. I heard you at night. It should be Reamer at night. I think you do a good job. You're right in your wheelhouse there. You can, you can spew your, global
AOC,
warning.
Continue it. Yes.
Continue
yes,
it right
yes.
there. That's where you can go. And you're in that perfect opportunity right there. And you can kind of talk about sports. You really don't know a ton about sports. Like, on the level of really understanding and being first-hand experience, but you do know a lot about sports in the
Thank
geeky
you.
World.
In the geeky world, yes. Yeah, so right. I told you I was making those $40 million baseball
And that's where you're good. So you don't have to be challenged about your sports.
Yeah, but listen, of course I'm upset. I want to be on, but I mean, that is so insulting. Oh, Alex, come on here on Sunday morning and rant and rave and dance for us, sing for us. No, not happening. Sorry. Nope, all not right. going to do it.
All right.
I mean, we've gone back and forth
you
a million times.
You're telling me, like I told you.
I think it's a better show with me on. You think it's a better show with you on, and, you know, and
well,
the people
have spoken.
And, you know, there is the silent majority for Team Ream. Well, me and Nixon.
Silent.
Me and
no,
Nixon
I would
have
say
the
it's
silent
a,
majority
I would say
going.
It's
yes.
a silent minority. No. Very small group.
Well, because they're afraid of being bullied. They're afraid of being bullied on social media.
By who?
By you, by Team Wiggy, by the Barstool people,
bullied?
Everybody.
No, it's so,
Team Ream is
bullied. We call it like we see it. Like myself, the way Barstool does it, that's the way it is. We see boring BS, we call it. Well, at least I do.
I am not boring. In many things, I'm not boring.
You are
this
boring.
Voice is not boring.
You are
boring.
You're boring,
Rima.
You're boring when it comes to, if it, like I told you, if it's not global warming, your articles are good, your columns are good, but other than that, you're boring.
No, very exciting. Very much exciting, Wiggy. Very exciting.
If Bradford didn't call in, I was at a point of falling asleep.
What?
I mean, these poor kids out here, look at them. They're falling asleep listening to
you. That's a nice message to send to the audience, that you're going to fall asleep because your co-host is so boring. I'm not boring.
I can't help that.
Then how come I get more reaction than anybody at the station?
What reaction
do you get? I do one thing. I go to the Bruins for comment about their Barstool partnership.
Oh, my God.
Then Barstool has this rip job on me. People lose their minds. Last week, I write a blog post saying, let's give Fourier credit for being right on Chara. Everyone loses their minds in the hockey world. I mean, so I get more reaction than anybody without even trying.
You're going at the low-hanging fruit. You don't think people are going to react when you write an article about they should ban youth football because it's too violent? You don't think you're going to get a
reaction? Of course, and that's the goal. You want reaction,
right, that's
yes.
low-hanging fruit. You don't think you're going to get a reaction when you say, why would the Bruins continue a partnership with Barstool because they're misogynistic, they're egotistical?
I never said that. I was just asking a question.
But you're asking a question.
A good journalist would.
No, it's not really asking a question. You're asking a question in a sense of, like, you know where you're going to get the reaction from. I'll give you credit for that one. That you did. The Christian Fourier thing, you asked, what did you do there? You said, why aren't people giving Christian Fourier credit?
Institutional arrogance. He was the first one to surface.
It would be like saying, you know, hockey people are arrogant and stubborn. Of course you're going to get a reaction.
That's the goal.
What you're doing is not that difficult. I can't help that there's no other person who writes for WEI.com that can't grab the low-hanging fruit. Maybe that's saying something about them.
So Team Ream, is this our last dance? 617-779-7937.
And don't go after Barstool. You go after Barstool. It's like going after Black Twitter. They come for you when they come. It's a bad
thing. I think Black Twitter likes me, actually.
No, Black Twitter don't like you.
They don't?
No. Because you compared yourself to being a black person because you said how difficult it was for you growing up in the wealthy part of Natick.
It was. Very hard. Very hard. And I also went to BU, Wiggy.
Yes, that's right. You went to a school that cost $70,000 to go a year.
That's a conservative estimate. If you have to live
did you get a scholarship to play hockey there?
No, I did not get any scholarship.
So how'd you pay for that?
Matt Reamer.
Student loans.
No loans. No,
you're
not
going to have somebody who's going to say on your graduation, don't worry, I'm covering your student debt. Jerry don't like that.
No, he doesn't like that. Exactly. You're right. No, I don't want these kids.
Especially at an all-black university. He seemed like he didn't like the fact that my man, what's his name, Robert Johnson?
Robert Smith
said, hey, you know what? I'm going to eat everybody's debt. Jerry didn't like that one.
Personal responsibility, Wiggy. We have your calls. Team Ream, a call to arms, 617-779-7937. We'll also circle back to this inane take Wiggy has that there's this anti-Boston sentiment
it's
in the NHL.
It's called championship fatigue and people nationally hate it.
But let's grab a trending first.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right back to Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
If it's not global warming, your articles are good, your columns are good, but other than that, you're boring.
No, very exciting. Very much exciting, Wiggy. Very exciting.
If Bradfo didn't call in, I was at a point of falling asleep.
What?
I mean, these poor kids out here, look at them, they're falling asleep.
That's a nice message to send to the audience, that you're going to fall asleep because your co-host is so boring. I'm not boring.
I can't help that.
Then how come I get more reaction than anybody at the station? How come?
Reaction
do
you get?
I do one thing. I go to the Bruins for comment about their Barstool partnership. Then Barstool has this rip job on me. People lose their mind. Last week, I write a blog post saying, let's give Fourier credit for being right on Chara. Everyone loses their minds in the hockey world. I mean, so I get more reaction than anybody without even trying.
You're going at the low-hanging fruit. Even your response was boring when I
what?
Said you're
what
boring.
What was boring about that? I get more reaction than
when
anybody.
I said you're boring, your response.
That was boring.
I told you.
I'll say you that. That was boring. We got into it. You want me riled up? I'm riled up, damn it. Fine.
Well, I wanted you riled up about, you know, you being off the air indefinitely.
Well, where am I going? If I'm going to go to South Florida, that's not so bad.
I don't know where you're going.
Southern California?
I don't have sources like
that. Am I being shuffled around in the intercom?
I don't know.
They're shuffling me station
Mark
to
James
station?
Is going. We know something's going
Maybe
on with him.
Maybe it's a tag team. Maybe I'm teaming there up with go. Mark with a C. Maybe that's what it is.
Reams and James.
AJ.
AJ, there you go.
That's it, baby. AJ. James is actually a middle name, so there you go. It would make perfect sense. Speaking of James, we have a James in Connecticut wig who has an unbiased opinion on us.
Okay.
This should be good. What's up, James?
Great,
how
great
are you?
Segue.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I just want to give you my unbiased opinion.
Please.
I dislike you guys both on the air.
You dislike or like both of us?
Dislikes.
Dislike. Oh. Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're headed in the right direction.
No, on the air. Now, off the air, I'm sure you guys are very colorful. No pun intended. I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, sure. Right.
You know, your personalities. Now, Wiggy, you shoot from the hip. You have no facts when you talk about a lot of things, especially hockey.
Well, I'm a great hockey player. I was MVP of my men's beer league, so I know a lot about hockey.
I know, I heard about that, but just because you complain doesn't mean you know it. Now, with Reamer, you and I have had discussions before about basketball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think you have vast knowledge.
Okay.
Kind of like Wiggy is right as far as you voice your opinion, you give your opinion, but you're a little hesitant when it comes to
Sticking up for myself? What do you mean? I think I'm the best in the mornings with Jerry.
Let him give his
I should
thing.
Be on every
he's
day.
He's giving us he's giving a
opinion.
Non-biased opinion.
I've been saying that all the time. Yeah, yes. I think I should be in the mornings.
As far as that goes. But I remember some of the guys telling you that you need to be a little more forceful when it comes to talking to the bosses. You know what I mean?
Talking to bosses?
Ring a bell?
Thank James. Appreciate the criticism. I don't think not being forceful is my issue. I don't think that. We have a Wiggy fan, Eddie. Eddie in New Hampshire. Happy I'm off the air. Eddie, where am I going?
Nothing against you, Reamer, really. Wiggy, you played ball, so that's why, you know, you push a little too much of the black thing, but you played ball. This is a sports show. I get it. Reamer, you talk too much of this, all the other crap. When guys call into the station or they listen to the station, we're listening to a sports station. If you want to be Rush Limbaugh, go be Rush Limbaugh.
I definitely do not want to be Rush Limbaugh. You have not been listening too closely
to me. So he's saying you need
to go to
NPR or something.
You just go political, man. I mean, this is a sports station, okay? Wiggy,
do you have an issue when Jerry Callahan talks politics, Eddie, or only when I do?
No, I have an issue with all politics on my sports.
All politics. You have, like, no mind. All right.
Yeah, with my sports, there's a time and a place for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and when we're listening to sports, we're the guys out here working in construction. I'm working today. You know what I mean? When we want to hear about players. We want to hear about games. I don't want to hear about global warming.
When did I talk about global warming today?
I'm not like
on
Jerry.
Any show
I won't, I
when
won't,
I'm not with Jerry.
I won't give you the satisfaction to talk about that nonsense.
But wait, nonsense, right?
It is nonsense.
Earth is,
you know what I mean?
Earth is, you know, blowing up before
and
us.
The
yes,
day after tomorrow. I just saw that movie.
Listen, and Wiggy, I mean, you know, it's because you played ball that I like listening to you. It has nothing to do with being the color.
Well, hey, I understand your point, but I gotta give the perspective of what it's like to be a black man in America. That's all I'm doing. You know, there's a lot of people out there. That's it. That look like me and sound like me. So,
I get it. But like, one thing I can say for the last caller, Reema, you kind of like crawl into your shell when you get confronted.
I do not call it to my show and I get confronted.
I agree with
that. Have Kirk Minahan screaming at the top of his lungs, trying to banish you from the entire station. I do not. I have aged in dog years.
Kirk made you crawl in your shell.
He did not. Yeah, I went right back at him when I was banned a couple summers ago. I have aged in dog years. I have been through more stuff in my brief stint at the station than most people have been through their entire professional lives.
What have you been through at the station? You said a moronic thing and you got in trouble for it.
And you still see the tire marks from the amount of times I was run over.
You shouldn't say something dumb. That was a dumb take that you said.
It wasn't a take. It was a bad joke.
It was a dumb joke that you said that you got to live with. When you say dumb things, you got to live with. So when people are running over you with their tires, or they're backing up, or they're throwing you under the bus, that's because you're the one who put your dumb foot in your mouth, right? If I say something stupid, it's called you got to eat it and live with
it. Wiggy, I'm 26 years old and have regular time on a major station. I'm doing just fine. My career is doing fine. I was on the morning show. I was 23. I was in. It was great. I was going to be in 1 hour. I was in for 2 hours. I was a regular from that point on. So I've done nothing but succeed at a very high level so far in my career.
So what are you complaining about then?
Well, I'm not on the morning show this week. That's what I'm complaining about.
Well, then succeed in another market. Get on their morning show.
Is my city.
I've been in this business just as long as you.
Longer.
And I've been successful everywhere I go. If I got to go to another show and turn that thing around like I did when I was at Hot 96.9, I turned that thing around and had ratings through the roof. Or when I was on Fleeger and Maz and I had their ratings through the roof when we were doing Wiggy Wednesdays. You know what?
2 hours, though. That was the right dosage.
It's very simple in this market, right? Just like the caller said, sometimes when you get an opinionated brother, people don't like that.
Right. Well, but, how about an opinionated gay guy? Well, you think it's easy for me?
It's much easier for you because you know what? You know why? You know why it's much easier for you?
What?
Right? Because if you don't tell nobody that you're gay, nobody knows it.
Jerry would disagree. He always knew.
No. But I mean, maybe Jerry might have his
speculations.
Yes. But he can't come out and say that.
Obviously. Right. You don't wear your sexuality on your sleeve like you wear your skin color.
So the uphill battle that I have to fight in a Boston market, who's somebody who grew up around here, and I know how this city can be. And it's racist at times. Let's be it. My mom is white, so I know both sides of the coin. Right. And to be in this market where there are a lot of minority and black fans out there that want to hear from a black voice, that understand the firsthand experiences, what it means to be a fan of. Hey, listen, I'm one of the few black Boston Bruin fans out there.
You can't have like one hand.
There's not many of us, or even just hockey fans in general. I play hockey,
but I can give you that perspective as well.
How?
Black perspective.
When you're not black,
black friends,
but
number
one. You're given the perspective.
I live in Roxbury now.
No, but you're giving a secondhand perspective, or from your friends telling you what it's like. That's like me telling you how I can give you the perspective of what it's like to be gay because my cousin's gay.
Yeah, but I can't do that. But we on the race issue, Wiggy, we're in lockstep.
I think we agree with it because you're like a lot of these wannabe woke people.
I get
a lot of black friends.
You want to jump on the bandwagon and say, hey, as a white person, I'm woke and I want to be there to support Black Lives Matter.
Not want to be woke. I am woke. There's a difference. Woke. John and Gardner is going to stick up for me. Hey, John.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, Wiggy.
What's up?
Wiggy, I gotta step in here. My homeboy, I also grew up in the mean streets of Natick, Mass. You know what I mean?
Okay. Tough. It's very violent, I heard out there.
Wiggy, now, I may be 64, but people mistake me for 34. I'm 6'2", 187 pounds of white lightning. So if somebody needs to take care of business, you know what I'm talking about?
I got you. You don't have to tell me.
White
I know.
White lightning, brother. Hey, Alex, before I forget, if Jerry's going to have you do a little golf thing, you want to swing out to Gardner one day to the beautiful Gardner Municipal, a hidden jewel Gardner Municipal golf course. I'll hook you up. Give you
where
a
is
few
it?
Lessons.
Is it Natick? Is it in our hometown?
Look good for Jerry. No, I'm relocated
to Gardner.
Gardner. Okay, yes. Well, John, we'll go ahead, John.
I'm sorry, Natick's a long time in the rearview mirror. I moved out here for like a year, and it's 33 years later.
Now he's in the mean streets of Gardner.
Mean streets of Gardner. Thank you, John. Yes.
Remember, 187 pounds of white lightning.
Hey, listen.
Have a good day, guys.
I know plenty of those kids out there.
Thank you. Yes, Jerry and I think we're still going to go golfing, and Jerry.
You guys can talk about politics.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
And
we're
you can bore the hell out of people. Listen, the politics talk, Rima, I can give you a little bit of this. It's boring.
What do we mean politics? We don't talk about politics.
You know,
let's really get into the healthcare debate. Tax code.
Right.
We don't do that.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I would like to, but we don't.
You know,
we talk about issues.
What issues? What issues do you talk about?
Social issues.
What social issues do you talk about?
On Monday when I was on, we talked about the Catholic bishop who said Catholics should not partake in LGBT Pride Month events.
Okay.
So we talked about that. That's an issue. It was one of the biggest stories
really,
in the country
that's
over
not
the
really,
weekend.
That's not really your general. That's generally not what you and Jerry do. Generally, when you and Jerry get into it, it's something about AOC and it's something.
Yeah, things that
that's not really politic talk.
No, it's social.
But you don't really do social talk because you said it yourself. You're not really big into pop culture, so you really don't know what's going on socially in the world.
I watch cable news, which is what Jerry watches.
We know that you and Jerry watch MSNBC.
Jerry loves Rachel Maddow.
Right.
Yes.
So that stuff that they're talking about, it's not social issues. They're talking about politics issues.
So I follow it all. Wow.
You don't follow it all.
How unbelievable.
You don't stop with the lie. You don't follow it all because you didn't even know who the Jeopardy James was.
That's stupid. You didn't even watch Jeopardy.
That's pop culture.
You were exposed this week as somebody who didn't even see the episode.
But I don't watch Jeopardy.
Well, I don't either.
But I know who Jeopardy James is. Oh. I know he was like one of the second longest.
You don't even watch it.
Yeah, but I know who he is. See, I am.
You're a fraud.
No. I let you know straight up. I'm not into that boring-ish, but I know who he is. That's the difference. I won't front like I actually watch it. I'll say, yeah, I know who this dude is. I've seen him on social media. I know the social talk. I'm in the social world.
We both don't watch though Jeopardy. So we get to the same place.
No. I didn't say I said I knew who Jeopardy James was. You had no idea who he was. He was like, who's that?
Yeah, he's irrelevant. He'll be irrelevant in a few days. So
he's all right. It's 15 minutes is already passed.
If you're outside of the nursing home, you're not watching Jeopardy. Please, stand by that.
I agree with you on that.
I stand by that.
I agree, but I did know who he was.
Russell in California wants to bring it back to
West Side.
Some Celtics talk. Hey, Russell.
Hey, how you doing? I want to talk basketball. I've gotten to see the Lakers up close, and there's two things that they've screwed up on that I hope the Celtics don't mirror. If you're drafting one-and-doners out of college, you've got to give those guys 4 to 5 years to really develop and mature, okay? So the Lakers aren't doing that. And then the other thing was they got LeBron, and now they're realizing that it was a mistake. Even on the Laker apology station, they're
signing LeBron James.
Yeah, but I don't think it was a mistake that they got LeBron.
A lot of fans out here they don't like LeBron.
They might not like him his personality, but he's still arguably one of the top three players, best players in the league. It wasn't stupid for them to get him. The problem is the one and done guys, and when you say wait for Jason Tatum, organizations ain't got like an organization like Boston. They don't have 5 or 6 years to wait for this guy to develop. You can't do that because the fan base around here wants to win. They're hungry for winning. Right. And in the NBA, in order to win, you need proven superstars. And with the Lakers, and I've said this before, I think the Lakers are in a better position than the Celtics because at least with LeBron, he can recruit another superstar to that team. And then you could build some pieces around them, and you could be right in the hunt. Celtics, if you lose Kyrie, you're screwed.
Well, you are, but you still have to make a run for Anthony
Davis.
You're
right. You still got to make a run for Anthony Davis, but then you got to hope you still need another guy to play with Anthony Davis.
Well, how about Anthony Davis and Jaylen Brown?
But is Jaylen Brown going to be...
And Gordon Hayward and Al Horford.
But are they going to be is there any one of those players that could be that next level play? Because you need two superstars in this league to win.
At least.
So is any one of those players going to be that next guy? Or are they just going to be a 6 or 7 seed?
Although, who's Toronto's second superstar?
Kyle Lowry's been
playing. He's not a superstar.
He is a superstar in the sense of he's up there in that that lower tier of superstars. Right, I would say Kyle Lowry is a top 15 player in the league.
No, he's
top 20 player in the league. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
You need
maybe two, top 20.
You need two top 15, top 20 players in the league minimum to win. The Celtics still have Anthony Davis, and that's it. You'll need another player, at least with the Kyle Lowry.
Well, but what if Hayward finally gets back?
I mean,
I don't know. Could be a top 20 guy.
Well, unless he has a miraculous turnaround, then okay, I could see that. But as of right now, based on what we've seen, it don't look like that.
No, it's it could be very dire very quickly for the Celtics.
Also, 6th, 7th, 8th seed. That's what you're going to be for the next 8-9 years if you lose Kyrie.
Also dire for the Boston Bruins. A win or go home
you
situation.
Said they're losing.
I did say they're losing. Game 6, puck drops a little after 8 o'clock from St. Louis. We will get back into that, get you amped up for not only Red Sox baseball, but the Stanley Cup. This is why Boston's such a great town, Wiggy. We have the Red Sox this afternoon, a great pitching matchup today,
right,
and then a hockey game tonight.
And that's
that is
why
what it's
people,
all about.
And that's why they're tired of the championship fatigue. They don't want this no more.
There's no edict. We'll do
there's
that
There's the
next.
Edict.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now more of Weimer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Just got to play the right way. Our team's good at that. You know, that's where we're at our best. Obviously, there's got to be a little more desperation in certain instances. Your discipline needs to be at its best. And I'm sure there'll be a few times where both sides will lose some of that because it's an emotional game. But we have to make sure we keep that in check. You know, and just play. Do your job. I think the easiest way to tell you, do your job well. Trust the guy beside you in these situations. We're a good team for a reason. That's got to be our mindset tomorrow. And then as it goes along, obviously, we'll see how it plays out from there. But that's how I feel we'll approach it.
So that was Bruce Cassidy. I know him. Who is this?
R.I.P. to Bushwick Bill from Ghetto Boys. Passed away.
When?
I believe it was last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So you never heard Ghetto Boys?
No.
My mind's playing tricks on me.
I don't understand.
Last year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treat and rob
yeah.
little kids for cash.
Cash.
Until that old man got behind. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Scarface right now.
Oh.
This is Scarface.
Okay.
Bushwick Bill was the little person in the group.
Okay. Can't say that word. A little person.
You could say little person.
Say little
yes.
person. Yes.
You can't say what Mark James was saying
about
on the radio.
The Andy Hart. The,
yes.
The John, are you the producer of that show, by the way? The Mark James Andy Hart extravaganza?
I have been relieved of my Saturday duties on the Mark James
really?
Experience.
So wow. Wow. So
well, it was partly a two-pronged thing. I think Ken knew I was kind of not about it. So.
Ooh.
How could you not be about Mark with a C? We're all about Mark.
Well, I guess maybe he's rubbing people the wrong way.
And we're all about Bushwick Bill, right?
Bushwick Bill,
Bushwick
yeah. John should have got to the point. See, this is Willie D.
Oh.
So it's the next one. It's the next...
Who's Willie D?
Willie D is a rapper.
Oh.
And the Ghetto Boys.
Okay.
Scarface. They're a group out of Houston.
How do they spell boys?
B-O-Y-Z.
Z.
Yes.
That's the way you do it.
G-E-T-O. I can't believe you never heard of Bushwick Bill.
Oh, come on. It's totally believable I haven't heard of Bushwick Bill.
Like if they're
of course
like,
I haven't.
They're one of the biggest, you know, rap groups out there.
Right.
They were pioneers.
Well, of course I haven't. I don't know anything about rap. My rap knowledge is even worse than my Jeopardy knowledge,
wow,
to tell
Jesus.
You the truth. And that's quite a statement.
Yes.
But I do know, contrary to popular belief,
he had one eye.
Who did?
Bushwick Bill.
One eye?
Yeah, because...
How'd he lose his eye?
He got his eye shot out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like why was he shot at?
I think he did it himself.
Self-injury?
Yeah, he shot his eye out.
He wasn't trying, I'm assuming, to shoot his eye out. So
I think he was just so whacked out on drugs, and he shot himself in the eye.
And how long did he live without the
for
eye?
For a long time.
For a long time?
Yeah.
Wow. I like him. Now, that's how you get street cred.
Yes.
So you say, I don't know street cred, so maybe I should, like, shoot off a limb or something. And then I get my street cred, right? Is that how it works?
No? I don't necessarily think that's how it works.
No?
I think you're going to need more than that.
Well, I am going to the shooting range, apparently. Maybe with Kurt Schilling.
Well, yes. I'd go there. I'm all for guns. So.
But you can't turn the gun on me, though, at the shooting
range. No, I wouldn't do that. That's stupid. You go to jail for attempted murder.
I love that that's your thing. Like, not because I want you to live, because I don't want to go to jail.
Right.
97% of the crimes are liberals.
They are, yes. 97% of the crimes
we
are liberals.
We should go to the shooting range.
Let's go. Let's do a team event.
Like, yeah, see, you know what? I'm actually a really good shot, too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've never shot a gun. I think they're heavy. That's my thing. Well, who knows if I'll even be able to pull the trigger.
Yeah, it will get you like a .38 special.
Okay.
That's like a little revolver.
I have like a little pistol.
Yeah, that's a pistol.
A pistol? 38. Okay, yeah.
A 38 is like the old police guns.
All right.
You know, from back in the days where you put one bullet in at a time.
Yeah.
It gets you a little... Here's our Bushwick Bill about to come up. But we'll get you a 38 special. Small, right? Not a whole lot of kickback.
How about a water gun? I can start with a water gun. Oh, should we got to listen to Bushwick Bill?
Yeah, listen to Bushwick.
All right. R.I.P.
Until that old man got behind.
Will the Bruins rest in peace tonight?
That's what you're saying.
How about that?
Will they be able to shoot their way out of St. Louis?
Oh, we could do this all day long. No, they will not. Bruins lose tonight. 3-1 is your final score. Another no show from your top six forwards. Cassidy could juggle the lines, but won't matter.
This is it.
Marshy, Bergeron.
So, in
Krejci,
the words of Reamer, this is it for the Bees.
This is it for the Bees. This is the swan song. Yep, this is it. The Blues have bullied them all series.
This is your swan song.
It's fitting, I guess. Right. I know. So Venmo me, Alex Reamer on Venmo. I tried this a few months ago.
We don't know where you're going.
Pay for my expenses. I'd like to go to South Florida, to be honest with you.
Well, see, at least you're not like Mark James. At least you'll say you have a specific place.
That's where I'd like to check out. The issue is, last time we did this several months ago, I only got one donation, 99 cents. I mean, you can fly cheaply to Florida on Spirit Air. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But 99 cents, not going
to
cut it.
I'll donate to you.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, I'll donate.
Oh, how about $1,000? Let's do that. You wouldn't bet Dale $1,000.
No, I won't donate to $1,000, but I'll donate to getting Reamer out of here.
I know, but you gotta give me money for moving expenses. I don't have enough money to move on my own.
You went to a college.
I did go
that
to college.
That costs $70,000 a year.
Right.
Don't tell me you can't come up with some money.
Well, my dad paid for that.
Okay.
I didn't pay for
So you don't
college.
Think your dad would pay for your moving expenses?
No, he wants his boy to be in Boston. Okay. You kidding me? Matt Reamer's a P1 to WEI.
See?
He listens all the time. He's even called in to defend me.
I wish my dad paid for college.
Yeah, well,
my dad paid for nothing.
Well, you had a scholarship. What
he
did
left.
You need
he
that
left
for?
When I was one, and that was it. And I never seen him again.
Anyway,
paid for nada.
not note.
It was a deadbeat.
Not note. You had a scholarship though. You didn't need.
Yeah, well, you know, fortunately, everything. You know, I was blessed. And
so what is the Wiggy final score tonight?
I like the Bruins tonight, 4-2.
4-2. Who's the star of the game?
Star of the game, I'm going to go one of those first liners, Pasta, Bergeron, or Marchand.
Okay, you'll be on with Mutt and Jerry tomorrow.
Yes.
Just to recap it all.
And we'll be talking. What do you want to support? It's a politic talk?
Yeah, AOC.
I did see AOC talking about how if they can just take 25.
Nobody should be in solitary confinement there. Even
let
Paul
the
Manafort.
Inmates out so we can turn Rikers into
Let the inmates out, save the planet. Red Sox baseball coming up next. See everybody.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.